Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Good evening, Manchester. Good evening, Radio Africana family. You are tuned in to Love Storm with Jerry. This is your weekly dose of real conversations about love, marriage, relationships, and everything between. And tonight, we are diving into a very real topic. As usual, you know, that topic that many of us in diaspora can relate to, you know, settling into a new country and how it affects love, marriage, and family dynamics. And today, tonight, I've got with me, I'm joined by a very, very special guest. You know, I don't even know how to start because I'm so excited to have her in the house. I have with me Tobere, and Tobere is a household name in the UK. Trust me, I'm pretty sure either you or your partner must have heard that name. So Tobere has a first-hand experience in balancing family, love, career, and she will be helping us break down what relocation really does to couples and family. This is based off her experience. She knows loads and loads of women that have either newly moved into the UK or are immigrants at some point. So Tobere, I would introduce, is a passionate advocate for social change. She loves inclusivity and philanthropy. She's got a strong background in global organizations. She champions neurodiversity, agile transformation, and high performance. She handles a scrum team. You should know what that is if you're in IT. And she's also a certified project manager. Woo! This is the point where we start to clap for her. She also serves as a parent governor in the UK, advocating for quality education. Tobere is also the founder of Tobere and Modern Child Foundation. Also the conveyor of Nigerian Women in the UK, a group that has over 17k women. Can you beat that? Do you know what it is to have 17k women in a group you're looking after? I can't even look after two of my friends. How much more 17k women? You're more than welcome to Love Storm with Jerry Tobere.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
I think I'm more excited to have you on my show. And yes, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana, and we're live. So if you want to say hello to Tobere, we are live on Instagram. It's Jerry_Aldean. And if you're driving in your car, you're listening to Radio Africana. If you are listening from the website, thank you for tuning in. And you know how we do on the show. To be a part of the show, you can text us on 0744-881-1570. It's 0744-881-1570. And today we are talking about the effect migration has on marriage and relationships. So, what, from your experience, what is the biggest issue or the biggest shock or adjustment that couples face when they're moving to a new country?
Thank you very much, Jerry. It's lovely to be here.
You're welcome.
So, moving, I think people don't realize how much of a big event it is to move their families to a completely new continent.
Exactly.
They just think of it as, oh, we're just going. But they don't realize you're leaving a place you've grown up all your life, a system you understand, to a completely new system. Things work differently. Mm-hmm. And there has to be loads of adjustments. I don't think a lot of people prepare their minds for what they are going to meet.
Yeah.
So they come in and they are shocked. The shock to their systems. They either, for some people, they are able to just pick up and adjust. For some others, they struggle a lot.
Yeah.
And then these are where the problems arise. Now, there's a lot of issues when you come. You might come in. For some people, they are blessed. They have family. They have friends who help them settle in easily. Mm-hmm. But then for some people, they struggle a lot. Maybe they stay in Airbnbs for a longer time than they planned.
Yeah.
Then they drain their finances. They are not able to find houses to move into as quickly as they had hoped. They are not able to find jobs. 4 months, 5 months, they're still looking. Mm-hmm. This effect on their finances definitely will have an impact on their relationship.
Absolutely.
They have children. Some of them just move, husband, wife, children. And the children need to go to school. The children need things, you know, and it's just knowing what to do.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you don't know.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in this place. Okay. How do I get them into school? How do I get their uniforms? You know, those little things that you don't think about. They are pressure. They are things on your head, on your mind. You know, it affects you. So now imagine a couple that's tense. There's money issues. There's children issues. There's childcare.
Yeah.
There's accommodation. There's childcare issues because you both need to go to work. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You both need shifts.
Yeah.
One person is saying, I need to pay bills. The other person said, I need to pay bills. We're doing 50-50. Okay, so first of all, in Nigeria, it wasn't 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably only the man earning. Now it's 50-50. So you both have to get your head around that, first mm-hmm. of all.
That's the major shock.
Yes. You then get, okay, we're going to do 50-50. The man is now working more. And the woman is saying, hello, I'm supposed to be paying 50-50. So I need to work as well.
Yeah.
But the man is saying, but I need to work. So now there's a struggle. Sometimes, and if there's already underlying issues, sometimes they don't talk,
mm-hmm.
and then they both book shifts at the same time.
Oh,
then,
wow.
So these are the issues. You know, these are real life scenarios that I've experienced from the women within my community.
Yeah.
And you find also, for some of them, their shifts clash. Maybe one is working nights, the other one is working day, but maybe there is an hour, both of them are not home. And we're finding that they're leaving young kids
by
home
themselves.
Alone.
Oh,
yes. They're getting into trouble with the police, with social services. That now puts an extra strain, because once that happens, that job you were running to get will stop.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They will probably report you to the job. Your DBS will be affected.
Yeah.
You will spend money on lawyers. The emotional trauma of losing your kids while fighting to get them back. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, and okay, back home, the men didn't do chores, right?
Yeah.
It was all the women. And now the women are like, come, if I'm doing 50-50, you have to wash dishes. You have to change nappies. You have to throw the bin out. And the men are like, I'm not doing any of that.
I'm
the head of the home. These are the issues. It's getting them to understand that they have to do laundry. They have to help out. You know, they have to
do grocery shopping.
Yeah.
A lot.
You know, it's for some, they feel emasculated, which they shouldn't be.
Mm.
You know, it's your home.
Yeah.
They're your family,
mm-hmm.
your wife, your kids, they are yours.
Yeah.
You're looking after them. You're not doing this for strangers.
It shouldn't be much of a chore.
Yeah. It's something that you should do with joy, with love.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that living here, you will spend more time with your kids. You get to know them. You get to know who their friends are.
Yeah.
You know, these are things that
they get into every day.
Mm-hmm. These are things you would not do if you were back home, because you'd be too busy working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it could be a breaker of relationships. So I think when people are coming, they need to prepare their minds. I think that's the thing.
And we need to be able research.
We need to talk more about it. get them prepared so that when they come in, it's not a huge shock. And the men can decide if it's something they want.
Yeah.
Another issue. There's quite a lot of issues. Sorry.
That's why we're here to dissect everything and learn from it. Because there'll be people listening now who've just moved to the country and just thinking, how do we navigate this? We're already here. We've already made the mistakes. Yeah. We didn't do enough research before we left our country. And now that we're in it, how do we get out of it? So that's why we're discussing this. So it's good to talk about every angle and see it from every perspective. So, yeah.
Another issue is the men. You know, back home, probably they were bosses. And then they come here and now they have to be healthcare workers.
Yeah. That on its own is another major shock.
It's a major issue for them. Or they are working in a warehouse. They're doing jobs that they would never have dreamt of doing in Nigeria. And then that, again, they have to wait. You know, that itself can also kind of demoralize them. And it can be a big issue.
Yeah, imagine going from being a bank manager to working in a warehouse.
Yeah. That's, and it's hard work.
It is.
It's back-breaking.
Yeah, and not all of them are, like, physically fit.
Yes. And they come home, they are tired, and the child is saying, "Daddy, daddy, I want a hug." And they're like, "Stay away from me, please." And the wife is saying, "Ah, you've not cooked." Or the man is sitting there waiting for his wife to serve him. And the wife is like, "Excuse me.
Into the kitchen, because I'm just coming back from my own shift.
I'm going for my shift. You're, oh my goodness. You're here with your kids, you know?" And so these things, it's big on the mind.
Yeah, it is.
It's really affects.
And that's why you should do your research before leaving your country, because it's just a huge leap that you shouldn't just leave to fate. Yeah. It's something that you should plan to the nines, like cross all the T's and dot all the I's, because it's not just about you coming. If you're coming alone, it's a different thing, but you're coming with your family, especially the kids. So I think it's a bit inconsiderate to do it without doing your research.
I think people just want to jackpot.
Yeah.
Let's just jackpot. But you don't sit down and count the cost.
Yeah.
I think it's that mentality of we go run out.
Yeah, we'll do it anyway. People are winging it out there.
Yeah.
It's not everything that you can wing.
It's not. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just understanding that.
Yeah.
There are some things you can wing, yes, but not this.
Yeah.
This is a major life.
It's a life decision, yeah, that changes, it makes or breaks everything. Yes,
yeah.
Because a lot of people have come here and then they've ended up 2 years down the line separating from their partners.
Yeah, they have. There's another thing of where some men, you know, when they come, they will insist on having a joint account and the wife pays all their money into their account. Or they threaten them that they brought them to this country, they will take them back.
Oh, wow.
Or, you know, there's a lot of abuse as well. I've noticed within the community, there's a lot of men who are exploiting and abusing their wives.
Oh, wow. At this day and age.
Yes. I think for some, they don't see their wives as themselves, as one. They see them as strangers, which is odd, because this is the mother of your children. This is somebody that your children are half you, half her.
Exactly.
So she's already a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think stop listening to people that tell you your wife is a stranger. She's not. You both agreed to be one. You both agreed. And now you've brought in children, little people that know nothing else apart from you.
You and the mom.
Yeah. And they need both of you to be together. This is not a time to let your ego take a hold of you, because years down the line you'll sit down in regret and say, "I wish I did things differently." But you can call yourself to order now
before it gets too
late. Yeah, you can speak to yourself now and make sure you're walking the right path.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the right thing. You need to think about the children. You chose this person. You decided to marry her. You asked her to marry you.
Yeah.
What has changed? What has suddenly changed? What is so bad about her now that we cannot talk about and resolve?
I think because they're being shielded by the Nigerian culture and would I say the lack of laws that really, really protect women in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And then when they come in here, where the women are really represented, like yeah. women are protected. It then becomes a case of, oh, she's come to the UK and she's grown wings.
Yes. You see, this is the thing. You know, I think there needs to be a big reorientation for men because the world has changed. In our parents' time, men were the be-all and end-all, the head of the home. When they spoke, everybody shook. Yeah. It's different now. Women are educated. Women yeah. are empowered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in a home, you are partners.
Yeah.
You work together for the good of the home.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You both put in the work to make the home a better place.
Yeah.
Your wife is not supposed to submit her salary to you.
She's not your staff.
No, she's working, she's earning, but both of you can sit and plan how you would want to spend whatever comes into the home
yeah.
the way mm-hmm. you want,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's not at the end of the day, she's toiling in a job and then gives you everything.
Yeah.
You can both agree what you want to do, and that's a better way.
Mm-hmm.
You both sit, talk about it. Okay, I'll bring this, I'll bring that.
It's meant we'll to do be this. Contribution.
Yes, yeah. we'll do mm-hmm. it together. And if the man still wants to do everything himself, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? We won't stop you. But you know, if you want the woman to contribute, then it's a good idea for you both to sit down, talk about it, agree what you do, and then do it. And then do it for the betterment of the family, the home,
mm-hmm.
for the progress of the home.
So somebody says, nice discussion, but we have also seen cases where the wife, after spending some years in the UK, changes and doesn't give the husband the same respect either because she's earning more.
I hear you, but I tell you something. Women love marriage. They love marriage more than their lives.
Yeah, I agree to that.
So, and women, they give you what you give them. If you give them love, they'll give you love times 10.
Yeah.
If you give them kindness, they'll give you kindness times 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you give them stress, they'll give you stress times 10.
Yep, we multiply it.
We multiply whatever you give us. Mm-hmm. So at some point, you have to sit down and think about it and be honest with yourselves. What led to this?
Yeah.
Because even though she's earning more, I feel like I spoke to quite a lot of my friends and I found out that a lot of them earn more than their husbands, but their homes are happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of women,
yeah, control their homes, and even the man's family are unaware that is the woman holding the family.
Yes, I know loads of them because I don't know why it is, but women tend to earn more.
Here.
I've noticed here.
I think now yeah. women are so hardworking in the UK. Like,
yeah,
so if you go to any industry now, women, I think because of that gap, the pay gap, women are working extra hard.
Yeah.
To get to the top so that they can at least earn enough as the men, and that's now made women high earners.
Yes,
because we become so ambitious.
But I don't think there might be some. Yes, there might be some. Right, I'm not saying
no woman does it.
No woman does it. Yes, there are some, but I don't think majority because of the way we are wired.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not. Why will money make you be mean? Does money make people mean? Money amplifies your true character.
Your true character, yeah. So maybe the woman has always been that way.
Yeah, maybe she's always been that way because it just brings out the real you.
Yeah.
So if you're nice to people when
you don't have
anything, you'll still be nice to people when you have a lot.
I'm happier when I have money.
That's how you know.
I've got money. Once you see me smiling, all true, she's got some money. That's the giveaway there. So, trust me, I don't think any woman would intentionally want to be mean to her husband because she's now earning more. Maybe the guy has dealt her some.
Yes, and she's been waiting. Because women are good at waiting. Yeah, they plan. Yeah. They'll plan for you. You will be doing your own. They'll be looking at you. And I continue. I'm coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, right? If you look at it now, when you see some older men and you see the women, their wives being mean to them, and you say, oh, why is she being mean to him? You don't know what this man did to her in their earlier years.
I agree.
You don't know what pain he put her through,
mm-hmm.
and she is just waiting. And there are a lot of women I've spoken to who have said they're just waiting. They are waiting for when they can do back.
And when they do it, then
and when they do the root times 10.
No, no. And people now call her mean,
yeah,
because they don't understand what she's been through already. Because yes. it's payback time. If you're listening, this is still Love Storm with Jerry on Radio Africana. We're here every Wednesday, 8 to 9, and we talk about love, relationships, everything between. And tonight, I've got with me the beautiful, soft spoken Tobore, and we are discussing love, marriage after migration. So, we're looking at the effects that migration has on couples and on relationships and on marriage. If you want to be a part of the show, the number to text is 0744 881 1570, and you know how we do on the show, it's pretty interactive, very light-hearted, so feel free to share your experience. Tell us how it's been for you moving into a new country. How did you find it? Did you have to go through any troubles as a couple trying to settle, or even as a single person, how have you managed to navigate your way around relocating to a new country? Yes. So I have another question. So do you think that relocation makes marriage stronger, or it just exposes the cracks that were already there?
It exposes the cracks. Yeah. So if you didn't have a good home, it will just make things worse. And only the strong survive. Only people who are willing to be accountable, who are willing to search themselves, who are willing to be honest with themselves, who are willing to get the right information from the right people. Like, I know who to speak to when I need somebody to tell me off.
Yeah.
You know? So, you should be able to speak to somebody who can tell you the truth and say to you, you're not acting right. You're doing the wrong thing. And this will only lead to more turmoil. Mm-hmm. You know? Somebody that can call you to attention. Some men will say, nobody can talk to me. That's not a flex.
Mm-mm.
People should be able to talk to you.
Yeah.
You should be able to listen, because we are not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get it right all the time.
Yeah.
And we need people that can pull our ears and say,
This isn't right.
Off
limits is not right at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I know Shego says, how ambitious should a woman be if her career is affecting her home?
Women are ambitious. They want to be the best at what they do. And the thing is, sometimes when you're into this, you're into your job, you're into your career, it can take over. So if you feel maybe it's affecting the home, I would say, again, speak to your wife. Two of you, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Have a discussion, an honest discussion. And not in an accusatory tone. Both of you should be able to talk, right? It might not be easy at first, but over time, over the years, as you are in your relationship, you get to understand each other better. You should be able to have conversations, difficult conversations.
Yeah.
And be able to not to shout at each other, but be able to talk about it. Just think about it, that if you are at work, you won't be shouting at your boss if you don't agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
So here, let us give each other that same respect.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk. I don't like, I feel like you're neglecting the home. I feel like the kids don't see you. Is there any way we can work around it? Is there anything you can do? Because it's important to have good work-life balance.
Absolutely.
Right.
They even advise you to do that at work.
Yes.
How much more your home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's something you discuss. But another thing is, right, not every woman who has kids wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
It was society that told her she had to, and she did it to please society, and now they are here, she doesn't really care.
there's so many women that are not that maternal. I think people just negate that fact that not every woman is maternal.
Yes.
I've met a lot of women that would say, on hindsight, maybe they shouldn't have had children. That it wasn't really their thing, but they just felt it was a duty as a wife to have a child or have kids, and now it's like, I can't. Okay, I've done it already, but
yeah, I've given you what you wanted.
Yeah.
Now leave me alone.
That's it. Yeah, there are a lot of women like that. And I think these are conversations that people should have before getting married. you have to find out how ambitious would you get. Mm-hmm. How much do you like your career? Would you really want, are you a proper career woman, or you're just doing it to make ends meet?
Yeah.
These are the right questions that people should ask, because if the woman is career driven, you wouldn't want to stop her halfway.
No, it will cause strife. It will not make her happy. She might come and stay home, but she won't be happy. You
at all?
You are not feeding her what she wants, and we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are okay to stay home. Some people are not, and you cannot take someone who is ambitious and then put them in a box
at all.
You make them miserable
for life, and you wouldn't. It would lead to resentment, because they'll hate you for it. They'll look to you for it and say,
they'll load the kids as well.
Yeah, and say it was because of you that I didn't live out my dreams.
Yeah.
So these are things that you would fix before you get married, and not something that you would want to fix halfway in. Because when you're already in, and then you then realize that this person is really, really career focused, it might be too late at that point telling them to slow down.
Yeah.
Except you want to put spanner in the works, but and another thing we look at is the distance from the extended family, because obviously when you move into a country, you don't really have that community like you'd really usually have back home. Do you think this is another factor that for that destroys the marriages when they move here, because you don't have that support? Like in Nigeria, you know, yeah, your parents, you can ring your dad, you can ring your in-laws at the most to say, oh, he's acting up or she's acting up. But you're coming to a country where your parents are miles away.
Mm.
You don't even have that social support as such, because you've not really built the connections. Do you think that's another factor that just further worsens the situation for families that have relocated?
Yes, definitely. So which is why it's important to get and build your own community when you arrive. You know, that's one of the reasons why I started Nigerian Women in UK.
Which you're doing an amazing work with. I'm a member of Nigerian Women in the UK, by the way. And a beneficial, a beneficiary of that group. So,
and you know, so that's why I created this. So it's a home away from home. It's a place you can ask questions, you can get advice, you can get help, you can meet new people, and we can kind of build our own community, because you don't have grandparents, you don't have parents, uncles, aunties. You know, when you as a parent miss your child's event, the child is alone. But if you have an auntie, somebody that they know, you know, that person can stand in the gap. So it's important that you build your community around you, and when you're doing that, make sure you're building with sensible people. Because another problem is some families come and then the men start going with men that are not very sensible. Mm-hmm. Women start going with women that are not very sensible.
Yeah.
And then that also affects the home. So it's important that you make sure that you are associating with the right people.
Choose
that have the right values, and, you know, are looking at how to help support you. I believe in a happy marriage, a happy home.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe that if it's not working, it might be best to part ways rather than put children through trauma.
Yeah.
Because if a mom is not happy, there is no way she can give joy to the kids.
Absolutely.
If she's unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
That will come out. And so an unhappy mom cannot raise happy kids.
That's correct. And I think people overlook that. You have to be, because kids just mirror us.
Yes.
Anything you do, you see your kids doing subsequently. So if you're unhappy, they'll pick your vibes.
And pick it up.
Yeah. So we have the first message. It says, hi Jerry and hi Tabori. It says, when we first moved to Manchester, my husband worked nights while I worked days. We barely saw each other and it nearly broke us. How do couples stay connected when work schedules are so different? This is from Ada in Manchester.
I would say, once a month, try and take time off. Try and make sure, even at the weekends. I mean, you don't do 5 days. Usually it's 4 days on, 3 days off or something like that. Or you work 5 days. Try and make sure that you, when you are both home, you spend time together.
Yeah.
You have dates if you can. If you cannot afford dates, because right now money's tight.
Yeah, but they can actually do dates at home. You
can.
Every day.
Yes, you
movie
can.
Nights.
Mm-hmm. Send the kids off to bed. Two of you spend time talking, relaxing, giving each other massages, mm-hmm. doing something nice together.
Yeah.
You know, if you can afford to go out, go out. If you can afford to get a babysitter, great. But I think you have to make a conscious effort to build the relationship.
About intense.
Yes, I remember there was a time that happened with me and my husband as well. It's working days, it was working nights, and we had 3 kids under 5 and a little baby.
Oh wow.
And he was looking after the baby and the other kids during the day while I was at work, and then I was looking after them at night. Now, I think the reason why he's so close to the baby of the house is because he raised her literally.
Oh, bless
him. So they're like best friends. You know, so and I love it for them. You know, that kind of person, there's nothing I can say to our children that will turn them against their father. Which is why when people say, oh, the woman turned the kids against me, I'm like, really? Because what did you do or not do?
You've not put the work in.
Yeah. Because there's nothing I'll say to my kids that will convince them my husband is a bad man. There's nothing. There's nothing I can say to
present.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's nothing. I couldn't even succeed. They fight for him.
Oh, that's so sweet. So the men, are you listening? You have to put the work in.
Yes.
It's a joint effort. Can't just leave everything to the woman to do. You have to do. I think you have to be very intentional here. Yes. If you're not that intentional in Nigeria, when you get here, you have to.
Yes.
Like, if you're putting 60% work in, here you need 200%
yes.
to make it work.
Yes, yes. And it's worth it because you're both happy.
Yeah, in the end, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not that burnt out.
No, you have a good life. You're both happy because you should be looking forward to coming home at the end of the day. Home is where it should be your place of
sanctuary,
solace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You should be looking forward to coming home. If you're not looking forward to coming home,
there's a problem.
Find out what the problem is and fix it.
Yeah.
And take responsibility for your part in the problem.
Yeah.
And fix it.
That's it. So we have Bola from Manchester says, I feel a lot of couples just focus on the Japa movement at the time without proper planning. That's why some of them get here and they start having problems, especially ones whose marriages were already shaky.
Yes,
that's correct. A lot of people are just, let's leave this country.
Yes,
that was just it. Yeah.
We have to go. Everybody's going. We're going.
Yeah.
Our neighbor has gone. Our neighbor on the left has gone. Neighbor on the right has gone. We too. Pack your bag. We're going.
Yeah, so there was no pathway, nothing like we weren't thinking, okay, what are we going to do when we get there? How do we move around finances? How do we get a place? Because I find it, I'm not shaming anybody or I'm not blaming anybody, but it's just a bit, I find it really scary, I would say, when people say, I came into this country and there was no place for me to stay. Like on the day, like even on the first night, they didn't know where to stay, like they didn't plan it.
Why would you leave your country and move to another continent without planning?
Exactly. Like, and you're not doing this by yourself. So if I was doing it by myself, yeah, backpacking, I could do that.
Yeah.
But with your family.
Not even backpacking, you will plan and you will
exactly, at least, yeah, a hostel for the night.
Yeah.
But just moving with your entire family and not making plans for shelter, which is the most important.
Yeah.
That's like really reckless.
I remember a friend posted on her wall saying when she came to this country, she took a black cab from Heathrow all the way to somewhere in the Midlands.
You are joking.
So when they gave her the bill. And so when I saw that, because in our group, we strictly say women in the UK, Nigerian women in the UK. So we only allow Nigerian women who are currently living here to join the group. When I saw that post, I now said, okay, ladies, let's relax it just a little bit.
Yeah.
People who have gotten their visas and are about to come, they can join. Just so that they have an idea.
Yeah.
What they are coming to meet.
Yes.
And they can plan. So we have some of them saying, okay, I'm coming in 2 weeks. I need accommodation here. And then we're able
Which
to help them
right
with that.
Thing to
yes.
Do.
Mm-hmm. And then they can ask any questions, you know, oh, how do I get from here to here? So they are well prepared. And so with that, we in our group, we've created a course for people. It's called Navigate UK.
That's it. I think everybody needs that.
Yes.
It's like a syllabus. Like.
Yes, yes. We've covered everything from driving to parenting to jobs to, you know, every area. We're covering it. We have modules. So it's available online.
Oh, good.
In our store.
Okay.
Nigeria.
You should have it at every airport in the UK.
It's digital.
Oh, good.
So you have to go there and download it digitally, and then you just look, watch the videos,
yeah,
and you just learn a lot. It's just like one stop shop for everything.
A fool's guide to living in the UK.
Yes.
Because people need it. Like, if we look at a fool's guide for everything, why wouldn't you use that when you're going into a new country? Like, I think that's the first thing you should look up.
Yes.
You should even be living on YouTube few days before you leave the country. These have a feel of the culture, because when people get here and the culture shock hits them all at once, you're like, okay, but didn't you just do any research at all? Like, the weather, for instance, people get here and they're like, oh my goodness, I didn't know it was this cold. But people talk about it every day, like, so you didn't even check the weather, like, you're coming in winter and you didn't even do the due diligence to say, okay, let me even find out, like, that's, and then you now bring your family, and when it becomes a problem because your child is now poorly because you didn't bring the proper clothing for them, so you're already having, it's just like you're setting yourself up for failure from the onset. That's just what it sounds like.
It is. And then another thing, what you've just said about your children being poorly, is about children. Now, parenting in Nigeria is different to parenting here, and you have to understand and learn how to parent here.
Yeah.
It's not the same way you were doing back home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've had a lot of parents get into trouble because of things they did back home. The child goes to school and says things that happened back home and says it as if it happened because they don't have concept of time.
Yeah.
Some of them. Mm-hmm. So they'll say, oh, yesterday my daddy locked me in the cupboard.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Or my mommy doesn't feed me.
Oh my god.
Or my mommy beats me with a belt. You know, so we've had a lot of children who social services have taken because of these accusations.
Oh my god.
And
goodness.
Then they've had to investigate, do maps of their bodies, take them, you know, it's been hell for some parents, and it takes months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have to learn how to parent your child the right way.
Yeah.
There are courses for that.
Soft parenting.
Yes, and there are courses for that. It's good to just learn how to do it so that you don't get into trouble. Because when you get into trouble, the mental stress, the financial impact,
yeah,
everything that will happen to you, you'll be like, it would have made more sense for me to have just spent
my money in Nigeria.
My money and do a course, a quick course, just to know how things work here.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been more helpful to do that and to know the laws and to know you're not supposed to leave your kids at home alone.
That one, we kind of emphasize that one.
Yes, it's important. Please don't leave your kids at home alone. It's very, very important, not for any reason.
And I know some people will be wondering, so what's the cutoff age for leaving your kids at home?
So there's no specific age according to law, but the guidelines are that if a child is under 12, you don't leave them at home alone. And if they're under 16, you don't leave them overnight alone.
By themselves.
Yeah. But you can also play by ear, see how mature they are and all of that. But those two ages are like rough guides.
Yeah.
But yes.
And you see why it's important to do your research. So imagine not doing your research and you're leaving maybe a 10-year-old by themselves.
Overnight. No.
Overnight.
You get into trouble.
That's why a lot of kids have been taken away from their parents, because, and they'll just tell you, what, there's nothing we could have done. We had our shifts at that time, we had to go to work. But then there's something you could have done. It's called research.
Yeah. And you should speak, please, couples, try and speak to each other, try and agree stuff, try and plan, try and compromise.
Yeah.
Don't let only the woman be compromising, because then again, the woman then at some point she gets tired and say, I'm the one always compromising, I'm not doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so please, men and women, let's learn how to compromise, let some things go.
Yeah.
Men more than women.
Yeah. Yeah. Larry says Larry says the culture and no proper planning. Yeah, I think the Nigerian culture has a big role to play as well, because Nigerian culture makes men seem like the gods, the demigods.
Yes.
Yeah, and then when men come here, they now say that it's a different ballgame here. Like, UK is a leveler.
Yes.
Everyone is the same.
Yes.
So I think that's another culture shock that the men go through. you realize, man, this is, we're no longer in Nigeria, this is the UK, and it just doesn't work that way. You have to leave your kingship back in back at the Heathrow Airport.
Yes.
Toby says, great topic today, Jerry. Honestly, moving to every country, not just the UK, or relocating with your family, people should learn all of this. It's not just okay to leave without planning, which is true. It's not just okay to leave without planning. Okay, we have Bona again from Manchester. She says, let me share a different perspective. I relocated in 2022 as a single parent with two kids aged 11 and 13. I knew I wouldn't have childcare issues, but I had been planning and schooling my kids since 2021. I saved enough for a year's expenses in case I did not find a job immediately. Guess what? I did not get a job till 10 months after I got in. And I know it's not been easy, but with faith, a proper planning, deliberate networking and determination, I will strive. Good. Thank you so much, Bola. You see, it took you a year to, she was training her kids and saving at the same time, and just like she had envisaged, she spent 10 months without a job. So imagine coming here with your last card, like maybe all you had was £200 that was going to get you out of the airport, like some people did.
Yes, some people did that. All they have is just a little money on them. And I had someone like that. They reached out to me, they're like, they need a place to stay, they don't have any money. And it was like, the question is, who will take you into their house now without money?
And they don't even know who you are. A stranger, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who sold it to people back home. I think it was people that sold it to them to say, you come here then from the airport, no problem. You just get a house. You probably get a job. Or you see, you pick up money from the streets. I think people need to know that it's not that way. It's hard. Like, even for people that were born here, you still see a lot of citizens on benefit. So how do you think it's going to favor you immediately you come in from the airport? They'll say, well, you're welcome, yeah, this is the key to your house. Do you want a car? What, do you want a Mercedes? It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You have to plan. You really, really, because even moving to a different city, like if I want to move to London now, for instance, I have to plan ahead.
Oh, yes, yes.
I can't just wake up and say, I'm moving out of Manchester today. No. It doesn't work that way.
No.
I'll be burnt out. I will get to London and meet a lot of disappointment because the gap in the rent alone is serious culture shock.
Yes.
So I think people really need to, like you said, your journal, like people need to get journals like your one, and that will just help them make up their minds first.
Because
when you read through it, you just tell yourself, is this place for me? And then if the answer is no, I think you're just going to be doing yourself a lot of good by weighing your options.
Yeah. Because checking the immigration rules as checking if they will favor you according to your situation.
Yes.
Just because it favors your neighbor doesn't mean it's going to favor you.
Absolutely.
So you need to make sure it's the best decision for you.
Yeah, because and the rules change per second.
Yes, yes.
They're changing now by the day. So it's good to, like, because if you imagine spending up to 30 million naira coming here and 18 months down the line, they're telling you have to leave.
Yeah, no, that's not. And then a lot of them, they say, oh my God, there's a lady I spoke to. I felt so sad for her. So sad. She's in her 50s, right? She's a healthcare worker. She's telling me, oh, my body hurts from all the work I'm doing. She was a big businesswoman in Nigeria. She was separated from her husband due to domestic abuse.
Okay.
Her husband's family then called her and said, ah, madam, we will help you come to UK. So she now agreed.
Oh, wow.
So they did her papers. And then just before she was to come, they now told her, oh, by the way, you are bringing our brother with you.
That's her ex-husband.
Yes. So she was now trapped. Well, they were just separated. They were not divorced. Mm. So she was now trapped. So she now had to come with him. Knowing that she left him because he was abusive.
Now they're joining.
Now they're joining again. But she had no choice because she had sold her business, and, you know, prepared herself to come with him. yeah. and prepared herself to come. So now she had no choice. This is last minute. You have to come with this man. So these people have paid my way. I need to go with him because... So she's come with him. He's still beating her in this UK.
Oh my goodness.
So she was calling me saying, look, I've sold everything. I have nothing to go back home to. Oh, by the way, the CRS they used to bring her now got revoked. So she's calling me in deep pain because she's still being abused physically and verbally.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't have COS anymore. Her body hurts from the job she's doing. She has no pension. She has nothing here. She has nothing back home.
Oh, wow.
She's running out of money because now she's not working. And the man is not working. The man is just sitting at home, just looking for her trouble.
God.
This you know, at that point, whammy. Where do you, what?
Where would you start
Where do you start from?
Yeah.
You know, and I thought... I said, well, I don't know if you might want to do this. You might not want to go back home. But if I were you, I would eventually, if I can rectify my papers, I would work safe and go back and start my business in Nigeria again.
That's it.
Because at this age, and then go back. She said, I had girls. The girls were doing all the work. So imagine somebody that sat down, and madam, that sat yeah. down with girls. They're not the one now one carrying
lifting people. And especially if you're not physically fit for that kind of job, it's going
to
tell
you're on your
way
body. To 60. That's punishment.
It is. Where do you even want to start from? And the weather is not even favorable.
No, again. It's not. For your bones.
It's not. Like, this topic is... But I think it's sad some way because you don't want to be too hard on them.
Mm.
And at the same time, you get mad when you think of the risk that they took. And you're like, why did you... do that recklessly because she didn't do her research, obviously.
No,
because when she was applying for the role as a care worker, she should have thought it through. Like, what did she think she was coming to do?
She was coming to UK. That's it.
that's how they sell it to them. Like, let's go, we're going to the UK.
I'll take you to UK.
Yeah.
Land of
dreams. Milk and honey.
Easy life. When you get there, you just be traveling.
It's close to, it's 1 hour away from here, it's 2 hours from here. And then you get here, you can spend 5 years and you wouldn't even see Europe, the rest of Europe.
You will see the next city.
Exactly. I'm telling you, because ships wouldn't even let you.
Yeah.
Because you're there. You don't want counting pennies. You don't want to lose anything. So you work round the clock.
Yeah.
If your body will let you. Because you see some people say, oh, they're doing shifts round the clock. And I'm like, how do you manage? How do you cope? You're going to get burned out.
Yeah. Your health.
You pay back with your health at some point.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give a newly arrived immigrant or couple that are just looking to move into the UK? What advice would you give them before coming?
Yes, just be patient with each other, please. You have to sit and talk and plan. And remember, you're not enemies.
Yeah.
You're friends. You're one. So sit down, talk things through, plan together, listen to advice. Nobody knows it all. Nobody knows it all. Be open and willing to hear what your partner has to say. Think it through properly. Make sure you have the right community of friends, people that are ambitious, are doing well, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure that you talk about the finances and make sure you have the same goals, the same visions for your family. You know. But what do both of you want? One person cannot say, oh, I want to be building houses in Nigeria. Why the other person is saying, I want
to
build
a house in the UK.
Yeah. It will not work. Which one would you do?
Yeah.
And if you're here, you know, put your leg down here. I've seen where some people, couples are here. They've not even finished paying for their visas and things. The man is already buying land in Nigeria.
And they say, what are you doing in Nigeria? Exactly. So why did you come if you wanted to own a house in Nigeria?
Maybe his plan was only just to come and build his house and go back and leave his family here. Maybe that was his plan, actually.
Yeah, true.
You know, you never know with these things.
Because this man...
Maybe that was his plan. Mm-hmm. Because I don't understand how you're working. You're not settled yet. You are just buying and building in Nigeria. As if somebody's chasing you.
I know, which I find weird. And I think women have also imbibed that character now, because you just see some women saying, oh, I'm sending money back home because I'm building a house. I'm like, you're not even in a comfortable environment where you live, you're not comfortable enough, you've not even settled in properly. So why are you building a house back home and you're not looking at relocating today or tomorrow? So what's the urgency? I think it's just that mindset of, oh, I have a house in Nigeria. You know that Nigerian factor, if you want to
I think people need to learn how to plan and prioritize. It's important. I think we don't really talk about that much in Nigeria. We're not really trained in. I've noticed, yes, a lot of people don't know how to prioritize. They don't know how to write out what they need to do and then decide, this is more important, let's do this first, let's do this next, let's do this next.
Yeah.
They just go according to their feelings, their whims.
Yeah.
And then
they leave everything halfway.
Yeah. Because it's not properly planned.
Yeah. So I know we've mentioned the Nigerian women group in the UK. We also have for men. Is there a group for men or is something in the works?
I am personally not doing anything for the men. I think it's down to the men to do something for themselves, because they will listen to themselves, they understand themselves. I understand women, I don't really understand men. But I have spoken to two friends and I've said to them to please do something for men.
Okay.
And they've promised that they are going to do something, because I think it's important that men champion their own cause, men listen to themselves. And, you know, the voices of the more sensible people should overshadow the ones that are teaching the wrong things.
I agree to that. And so if people out there like at least want to join something, like maybe you've got a woman out there listening saying, how do I get help? Where can I reach out? Where would you signpost me to? What would be your advice to such women listening?
Join our community on Facebook, Nigerian Women in UK. It's purple. Join the community. We have some questions before you join. Please read it and read it to the end. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And then, join us and then you can ask any questions you have. We're very warm, friendly, open. Yes, we help with anything, any questions you have. We're here to support you. We're here to build our community.
Good one. So what kind of support do you offer?
So we help women going through domestic abuse, women going through any issues with safeguarding. So if your children are being bullied, or if there's any issues with school, or if there's any issue with social services, let us know. We'll support you with that. We travel together. We're going to Morocco this month. Yes.
I'm gutted I'm not going.
We're going to Morocco this month. We're going to Montenegro and Romania and Egypt next year.
Yeah, I'm going to be a part of that.
Yeah. That's great. We have retreats as well, well-being retreats. Well, we just have a weekend away to just, you know, rest, recuperate, so that we can come back and give our families the best.
The best of us.
We just had a group 5K walk and barbecue in London.
Ooh.
And we have an end of year party in Manchester in December.
Yep. Watch this space.
So we're very busy. We work hard, we play hard. We have webinars as well. We're going to have one on getting a mortgage on a skilled worker visa this month. We have another webinar on career transitions this month. So every month we try to have at least two webinars where we kind of teach and show people the way that they can improve themselves.
Okay.
We cover every area, really. It's holistic.
Yeah. And that's also another way to build your own community, because they're across the UK, so you have to look for the one that's closest to you and meet women near you, because you can't just isolate yourself and just... You need to have friends.
Community.
Yeah, your own community. Because who knows, you might even get the support. People can just come together and maybe have a couple. People that you take your kids together to school. You can have people that can watch over your kids with time when you get to know them. Yes. Don't just leave your kids with strangers. But you have to just build that community, because everybody needs that helping hand.
Yes.
That's the only way to navigate your way across this city, this country. So I want to say a massive thank you to Tibere for joining me on the show today. And we've broken the record. This is the first time we would not go on a musical break on this show. So that's how interesting today's episode is. Like, we didn't even go for a single music break, which is a first. So thank you so much for sharing your powerful insights. And to all our listeners, whether you newly arrived, I know there are more messages, but It's just a shame I can't read all of them, because as usual, time flies when we're on the show. I've got more messages. This one says, my wife earns more than me here, which was never the case in Nigeria. I support her fully, but sometimes I struggle with my pride. Anonymous. It's too late, we can't give you the advice. A lot of people want your advice.
So kill pride, kill the pride.
Exactly, that's a big one. Kill the pride.
I love your wife.
Yes. So we'll have you again tomorrow, because we have a lot to talk about. This particular topic deserves a part 1, 2, 3. So thank you so much, and for all those who have tuned in and sent messages, I want to say thank you to you as usual. Join me again same time next week, same station. And all the people that also joined on Instagram, I want to say a massive thank you to you. We're going to be here again next week, same time, same station. I'm still Jerry, and I'm going to love you. So keep loving, keep listening, and stay blessed. Catch you again next week. Bye.
Bye.
No more of you. I was sad and lonely. I remember when I walked out. I remember when I said I hated you. But somehow deep inside I still love you. So sad and lonely. There was nowhere else to go. Oh, nobody else to turn.
we're gonna do something different tonight.